When it comes to his education policy, commentator Daniel Pinkwater's slogan is, "No dog left behind."
What is your name? Read the card. I am discovering that Maxine, the cute little Labrador Retriever puppy I am trying to train, is responding better to commands when I am giving them in the voice of the great actress Maria Uspenskaya. I am a very advanced sort of dog trainer. For example, I taught my sled dog Lulu to read. This is easily accomplished. Any dog can be taught to read. In Lulu's case, I made flashcards with words she knew, like sit, down, speak, paw. I showed her the card, spoke the command, and when she responded, she got a tiny treat. After a few repetitions, I showed her the cards without speaking the command. She did what was written and got a treat. Teaching Lulu to read her name was done in two steps. First, it needs to be mentioned that Lulu has a name a dog can say. Lulu. It's not a challenge. So I taught her to say her name. I did this by showing her a treat and asking, "What is your name?" Sometime after that, when Lulu and I were going through her reading cards, I block printed her name on a 3x5 and showed it to her, saying nothing. She looked at the card. It wasn't any of the words she knew. It wasn't sit, down, paw, kiss. She took a guess. She ventured and got her treat. The other day, Maxine, the Labrador who has hit adolescence and defiance, was holding up the parade by sitting at the top of the steps and refusing to budge. Once she showed up, she and Lulu were going out to play, and Lulu knew this. I called and called Maxine. She ignored me. Finally, Lulu called her. Lulu is the only one Maxine consistently listens to. It's because of those big wolfy teeth. Lulu called out Maxine's name, and Maxine appeared on the double, which is how I found out what Lulu calls Maxine. She calls her Lulu. She loves that name. And she pronounces it in the manner of Maria Uspenskaya.
Daniel Pinkwater and Lulu and Maxine live in New York's Hudson River Valley.